This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, brought to you in part by the Daily Progress. For the latest news in Central Virginia, visit dailyprogress.com. A local author of Japanese ancestry has published her first children's book, which takes place during World War II. Amy Lee Tye's A Place Where Sunflowers Grow is set inside of an internment camp, a potentially difficult subject for children.
Mari stared at the ground. It had only been a week since she and her mother had planted a handful of sunflower seeds outside their new home.
That's Amy Lee Tye reading from her book, and the new home referred to as a Japanese internment camp. Nearly 120,000 Japanese-American citizens and immigrants were rounded up into such camps after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Lee Tye's book offers a glimpse into one child's experience as a detainee.
Mari asked Mama, "Will these flowers grow as tall and strong and beautiful as the ones in our old backyard?" "It will take time, patience, and care," Mama replied gently. "Sabaku ni hana wa sodachi nikui no yo." "Flowers don't grow easily in the desert," Mari repeated in English.
Lee Tye says she's turned to children's literature as a way to tell a sad story about our nation's past.
A Place Where Sunflowers Grow is about a young girl named Mari living in a Japanese-American internment camp during World War II. She is attending a camp art school and tending to her sunflowers, trying to come to terms with the overwhelming changes in her life. It's a book about hope and perseverance, about art as a means for transcending struggle, and about a family's source of love as a means for comfort and support.
A Place Where Sunflowers Grow is based on the experiences of Lee Tye's mother and family, who had established new lives in America in the years before Pearl Harbor. Her grandfather moved here in 1906, and her grandmother arrived in 1920.
My mother, Ibuki Hibi Lee, my uncle, Satoshi Hibi, my grandmother, Hisako Hibi, and my grandfather, Matsusaburo Hibi, were living in Northern California in a small town called Hayward. And my grandparents, who were Issei, first-generation Japanese, were professional artists. And they rented a small home in Hayward where they painted but also ran a Japanese language school. My mom was 5 at the time and my uncle was 9. And they lived a very simple but happy life. And they were given 10 days to either sell, store, throw away, or pack their belongings, and they could only bring what they could carry.
They were eventually sent to the Topaz Relocation Center in Utah, 1,000 miles away from home. They spent the next 3 years in the desert. Lee Tye says she felt compelled to tell the tale.
I wanted to, in black and white, give some facts about the internment. For instance, there was barbed wire, there were watchtowers with military police pointing guns at anyone they feared might escape. Life was anything but easy.
To prepare for the book, Lee Tye spoke with her mother, listening to stories about what happened inside the camp. The book's illustrator, Felicia Hoshino, borrowed from her grandmother's style of painting.
So basically, I did some talking with my mother, I did some reading, and then I just started to write. And the first draft honestly came pretty easily. I was given a word limit, and when I turned it in to the editor, I got very positive feedback and was just told to kind of go for it. Don't worry about the word limit and just extend the plot and see where my imagination would bring it. As she watered the seeds, Mari thought about her family's little house in California. Her parents, who were artists, would paint while Mari and her older brother Kenji played alongside them in their flower-filled backyard. Had it only been 13 months since they were forced to leave? First, they had to live in a horse stall that smelled of manure in Tanfram, California. Now they were living in a tar paper barrack in Topaz, Utah. Everything but a family had been taken from Mari, and she hadn't done anything wrong.
Lee Tye says children need to be exposed to the darker parts of American history. She says historical fiction is a good way to teach children about injustice.
The United States government interned a group of American citizens because of their race and ethnicity, because they resembled the enemy. It is a confusing concept. It violates the principles and ideals that our country was supposedly founded on, and those principles and ideals that we hold so dear as Americans. And I think that if we can plant some seeds today, then we have a greater chance of not replicating something this horrific again in our history.
A Place Where Sunflowers Grow is published by Children's Book Press and is printed in English alongside Japanese. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by the Daily Progress, dailyprogress.com.